The events surrounding the killing of four students at Kent State University 30 years ago today still seem to divide the city of Kent, Ohio. This week, the university is holding a symposium to discuss the anti-war protests and the shootings. Not long after the tragedy, another gathering sought to help university and townspeople come to terms with what happened. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN reports.
Many people in Kent, Ohio recall the chaos and anger of May 4th, 1970. But for local recording engineer George Fadul, May 5th was the day that it really sank in.
The day after the shootings was voting day. I went to the precinct to vote, and a grandmotherly woman who was a volunteer there simply said they should have shot them all.
The townspeople were furious that their city had been trashed by a riot downtown just days before, followed by the burning of the ROTC building on campus. Kent had been turned into an armed camp by the National Guard. Larry Andrews was a young English department faculty member.
There were people out on South Lincoln, somebody with a garden hose and an axe, you know, standing guard over his house. I mean, that was the kind of mentality. He just was up all night.
Andrews had just moved to town, imagining it to be the ideal place to raise a family. By then, Genver Burnell had already raised four children in Kent.
People were saying horrible things about the kids who'd been killed, rumors that they had lice and syphilis. I mean, just ugly, ugly things.
In an effort to ease these tensions, a call went out for community members to sing in a memorial concert. No one can remember whose idea it was, but the university's choral director called Robert Shaw in Atlanta to ask him to lead the performance.
And that was like Robert Shaw, you know, I mean, the god of choral music. He was just, we were just in awe. And I think feeling very honored that he would do that.
By the end of May, Shaw was in town conducting rehearsals with a choir of 225 students, faculty, and townspeople. Luigi Cherubini's Requiem in C minor was chosen for the performance because it would be relatively easy to learn for a group of amateur singers. As rehearsals progressed, Genver Burnell's feeling of awe quickly changed.
I remember one, if there's one rehearsal, I came in too soon. I was the only one who came in too soon. And I got this glare that, I mean, if looks could kill, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Nevertheless, George Fadul, who recorded the concert, found Shaw to be a warm and sympathetic person, to a point.
He was sympathetic to everything but mediocrity. And the one statement I remember him making is that singing out of tune will do no good to the memories of these four dead. And the performance certainly reflects his high standards, because with this disparate group of people, it turned out to be a very beautiful performance.
For some, the idea of finding common ground through music was a perfect way to bring the university and townspeople together. But for fourth grade music teacher Mary Alice Seeholtz, the decision to join the chorus wasn't easy. Her husband owned a business in Kent, and his insurance rates shot up after the riot downtown.
I don't know. I thought it was a very lovely idea, I think, and I liked the music, but I wasn't sure at that point. I'd heard so many conflicting arguments, opinions, that it aroused conflicting feelings within me.
Ultimately, she did join the chorus, hoping to reconcile her conflicted emotions.
What I remember is most, I think, is the very conclusion of the concert.
Kent State English professor Larry Andrews was also one of the singers.
And the silence that followed. It seemed like a long silence in the audience. And we could just tell that they were moved, and we felt, I mean, it's choking me up now as I think about it, because I think we shared this tremendous wave of emotion with the audience, and people crying and people just being silent. You know, there was no applause, and that was a very powerful moment.
I think for that particular moment in time, however long it took, it was very calming, just for that particular moment in time. But it didn't last. It just didn't last. It was too much.
Genver Burnell recalls tensions surfacing again when students came back that fall, and she says they haven't subsided.
It's amazing. Right now, since they're making so much of the 30-year anniversary, both the local paper and the Akron paper have had a number of letters of, get over it. You know, why is Kent State doing this? Were they trying to get publicity? And let's just move on and forget about it.
Maybe it will never change. But on a hot evening in late spring, 30 years ago, there was at least 1 hour when hatred and turmoil were set aside, and over 200 voices spoke as one to mourn the dead. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Kent, Ohio.